So, we are here in Istanbul for World Roots, and I'm joined here by Mr. Pir Kaway, who is Vice President of Market Development at Changi Airport Group. So, Kaway, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, very happy and very excited to be here. Thank you.
So, firstly, if we could just get started, and you could tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at Changi Airport Group.
I'm the Vice President of Market Development, as well as Passenger Development for Changi Airport Group. For market development, we are the one responsible for increasing the network connectivity for Changi Airport by talking to airlines to increase their capacity out of Singapore or talking to airlines to mount new flights to Singapore. And for passenger development, it's actually the demand side of the equation where we work with airline partners, travel trade partners, including Singapore Tourism Board and NTOs from other parts of the world to drive traffic via via Changi Airport. I've been doing this for the last maybe 15 years since CAG was corporatized.
So you've recently completed the Terminal 2 engineering works, which has brought Changi's overall capacity to 90 million passengers per annum. So this is really exciting, given your recovery. And how do you see passenger numbers going forward?
Well, we are certainly very hopeful. Now with Terminal 2 fully open, bringing our capacity to 90 million, we'll be, in a way, in a good position to really cater or facilitate more new flights coming into Changi and bringing about more passenger movement to Changi as well. As of last month, I think we have hit close to 90% of pre-COVID, which is 90% of 2019 level, about 61 million thereabout. And certainly, we should be on track to fully recover to maybe 2019 level sometime next year. Hopefully, it will be earlier rather than later.
Yeah. And in terms of Terminal 2, what is that project? What's the passenger experience like there? What's the airline experience like?
Well, Terminal 2 will be another very, another new kind of experience for our passengers compared to the previous Terminal 2. There will be even more automation and innovations for the terminal itself. We will be introducing more what we call fast checking self-service counter to provide a totally self-service and seamless passenger journey from, check-in for your flight, tagging your own bag for checking your bag, to immigration and to even your boarding gate, to make it fully automated and to digitalize the whole journey. And actually, that one is not just from passenger experience perspective. With that, right, we can also increase our airport operational efficiency. And therein, will also bring about, in a way, enlarging our capacity handling. Yep.
Sounds very exciting. Yeah. Now, earlier this year, you reintroduced your free Singapore tour for your transfer and transit passengers with Singapore Airlines. So has this had any effect on your passenger numbers connecting in your airport? What's the take-up been?
Actually, we were very excited about the response to the free Singapore tour, or in short, we called it FST, when we revived it when most of the borders were open. We started small, with a three-time a day tour. But response has been so overwhelming that now we are back to 9 tours.
Wow.
With 2 Changi Precinct Tour, which is new, and 2 Jewel Walking Tour. And the rest will be, the Evergreen City Tour and Heritage Tour. And before I left for World Roots, right, my team updated me that the response has been really picking up very well. We are very hopeful that, with the response really remaining so strong, we will talk to our partners again to see whether there's any possibility of increasing the number of tours in a day. Yeah, and certainly very excited that the response has been well. And anecdotally, we do know that the Free Singapore Tour has gained pretty good traction, for example, for the long-haul markets like Europe, and as well as maybe down under from the Oceania market. And last but not least, certainly from the South Asian market of India. The travel trade the consumer, the travelers have been actually asking 2 years ago, when are we going to revive the Free Singapore Tour? Because for the markets that I mentioned, right, typically they have sometime long layover in Singapore, and that will qualify them to sign up for the tour if they have more than five and a half hours of transit time. Yeah, and we do see that most of the passengers going on the Free Singapore Tour were from these markets as well. Yeah.
I mean, 5.5 hours is not all that long, actually.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It must be a quick whistle-stop tour around all of these sites.
Actually, I would say it's not that long, but it's long enough for you to really have a snippet of what Singapore has to offer.
Mm.
Maybe about 2.5 hours kind of, I would say a very quick view of what Singapore has to offer, either through our city tour or our heritage tour. If not, I would strongly recommend your readers, right, to try our Changi Precinct Tour, which we have not had this tour for the last 30 over years since we have our Free Singapore Tour. The Free Singapore Tour now is a good 37-year-old product. We launched it first in 1985. You know, and it has been an evergreen product since then. And this year, or early this year, we decided to introduce a Changi Precinct Tour to, you know, in a way, educate travellers that there's just so much to explore, even just within the Changi area. There's a lot of off-the-beaten-track kind of attraction. You know, we have the Changi Chapel, which is a museum about, you know, maybe the wartime history of Singapore. And there's also the very rustic area of Changi Village, where maybe you don't get it from other parts of Singapore as well. Yeah, so certainly, you know, we are very excited about all these new products.
And of course, it's a really good way to help passengers make use of their time in the airport between their flights, but also giving them a snapshot of the city and hoping that they come back and and visit Singapore as a destination in itself.
It's our part of national survey, you know, to promote Singapore tourism in a certain way, because we really want this transit passenger, those who have not even been to Singapore, to have a very quick taste of what Singapore has to offer, and in future welcome them back as a real tourist.
But do you have any kind of data tracking on who actually does come back? Is that possible?
That one, I have to admit that pre-COVID, actually, we were already trying to come up with some, you know, form of data collection by introducing, like, a tour voucher. You know, when you go on a Free Singapore Tour, you have this voucher where when you come back to Singapore again, you can book this tour at a very attractive rate, you know, but COVID kind of disrupted that initiative. But it's a valid question that the team has always been looking at.
Yeah.
But now it's usually based on the very anecdotal kind of evidence. When we talk to Singapore Airlines, when we talk to the travel trade from the key market, we know that it has always been one of the considerations when passengers were looking at which are the airports they want to choose to have a connecting flight. You know, because now, you know, for Changi, right, we are competing against the major air hubs around the region. So we want to really differentiate ourselves, you know, and to also differentiate in terms of the experience we can create. Not just our shopping and dining deals, not just our, you know, the seamless way of transferring and connecting flights via Changi, but also this Free Singapore Tour that can bring you out of the airport for a short 2 hours tour and to give you a very quick view of what Singapore has to offer.
Yeah. But at the moment, it's only Singapore Airlines. Are there any other airlines that are interested in doing something similar? Or?
Oh, actually, the Free Singapore Tour is available to all passengers. It's not just Singapore Airlines. It's an initiative by ourselves, Singapore Airlines, and Singapore Tourism Board, but it's open to all passengers, you know? Yeah, Singapore Airlines did ask about, you know, can it be just for them, but they also know that, no, it has to be for everyone. But, you know, Singapore Airlines is our hub carrier, so most of the passengers will be on them anyway.
Yeah.
And they are aligned with us to say that this is a very attractive airport product to really further, you know, elevate Changi as the air hub of the region as well. Yeah.
Now, what challenges are you facing then in terms of route development?
Changi, we are not very different from a lot of airports around the world. We are also faced with manpower issues. You know, during COVID, a lot of the manpower, you know, kind of left the industry. And now, although we are actually back, you know, in action, we're already at 90% of traffic, but when they changed their job, they decided not to come back to the aviation system. So that's a challenge we are facing right now. But for Singapore, we are now adopting what we call it whole of Singapore, whole of government, but I will say it's a whole of Singapore approach involving the government agencies, involving the key aviation stakeholder to come together to really, you know, educate the working public that aviation is in the right stage of development, and we are poised to grow even further. And together with the government, there were like career fair that was held in Singapore to really influence and to attract, you know, more people to come into the aviation industry. And I was quite happy to see the very overwhelming attendance at the recent career fair just a few months ago at one of the major convention centres in Singapore. So with the whole of Singapore approach, I'm quite confident that we will be able to mitigate the manpower issues. But another way that for CAG, we are trying to, in a way, reduce our reliance on manpower, right, is through our innovation efforts, digitalization, you know, autonomous vehicle, you know, like what I shared with you for Terminal 2, right? We have increased the number of self-checking counters to ensure that we don't need so many staff to man the physical checking counters, you know, and to also introduce those driverless or autonomous vehicle at our airside, so that we don't need so many drivers, you know, to drive the tractor truck, you know, to pull your baggage along. So that's also our effort in terms of reducing our reliance on manpower, you know, so that we can really move ahead and facilitate as many flights as possible coming into Changi. Yeah,
absolutely. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
And it's also interesting to think about the younger generation and what it is that they want from a career in the aviation industry.
Yeah.
What would you say about that? What do you think Generation XYZ are really looking for?
Well, actually, I think that the younger generations, they are still very interested in the aviation industry because, you know, aviation is a very, how should I put it, is sexy, a nice word to use, because they associate aviation as, you know, your job may be, you know, very globe-trotting, you know, kind of, I myself, I've been in this system for the whole of my career. I started with Singapore Airlines, Singapore Tourism Board, and now I'm with CAG, you know, I've never left the system, and I'm quite sure I'm not alone. You know, in Singapore, because recently when we talked to some of the, say, undergrad or what, you know, I think they are still very excited about what aviation has to offer. And with Changi, right, announcing our T5 is going to start our construction very soon in about 1 to 2 years' time, they know that why the government and CAG, we are committed to building T5. It's also an indication of our confidence in the future of the aviation market. And that will also give the confidence of our Millennials, Gen Z, that aviation is a sector that they will have, hopefully, a lifelong career, like myself. Yeah.
And Changi has very nice facilities, as is for passengers. So I imagine, you know, employees have a very nice experience there. Is there any employee initiatives or benefits in particular that you can think of that is quite unique to Changi in comparison with other airports that you could mention?
Employee benefit. Well, I mean, for CAG, I think, first and foremost, right, the benefit of working in Changi Airport, right, is that, you know, you don't have to worry about where to have your lunch, you know, where to have your shopping, because we have not just the very good shopping options, F&B options or dining options all over our four terminals. We also have a Changi Airport Jewel, which we just opened in just before COVID, in the early part of 2019. And now it's the most Instagrammable spot in Singapore, you know. And all travellers coming to Changi, right, would have to really go Jewel and take a picture of themselves right in front of the Rim Vortex, the world's tallest indoor, you know, waterfall. Yeah, so that, to me, is already a benefit working in not just CAG, but the airport itself, you know, being immersed, you know, in such a nice working environment, you know, walking distance to a nice restaurant, you know, walking distance to the Rim Vortex. But on top of that, definitely, you know, we will have benefits as airport staff when we eat at a restaurant or we shop at Changi Airport as well. Mm. Yeah, but to me, I would not say it's intangible, you know, but the benefit of working at the airport is already attractive enough for anyone, you know, to really want to join CAG or any other of our aviation stakeholder. Yeah,
it was very well put. The jewel is so iconic, so yeah, I'm sure everyone knows what you're talking about. So in terms of the hurdles to air service development in your region in particular, is there anything that you can mention that is on your radar?
I would say right now, in terms of aviation development, right, for us, we are facing with great competition from other aviation hub. I think you would have heard that the very aggressive plan of Saudi tourism, for example, and I also heard of them launching their air connectivity program, you know, and that's just to name one emerging power, so to speak. So for us, I think for Changi, right, we are always on the lookout for more opportunities. We want to differentiate ourselves from other major air hubs around the world, and we provide more deep engagement with our airline partners to ensure that when they do mount a new flight to Changi Airport, we will walk with them the whole journey, at least for the first few years, to ensure that their new flights to Changi will be a success. So we always say that we provide the whole suite of service for our airline partner, from market research to marketing support, and to also even sharing of data to ensure that they have the mass knowledge of what they get themselves into when they are at Changi. Yeah, so we are definitely hopeful that for Changi, right, we've continued to really reinvent ourselves, continue to really look ahead, right. We should be able to differentiate ourselves from other airport competitors, but certainly we are not resting on our laurels. Yeah, because the competition is really very great out there. Yeah.
And in terms of the top three developments at Changi Airport that you're super excited about, what are those three?
Well, first and foremost is definitely our Terminal 5. And actually, Terminal 5 is not a new terminal. It's actually another airport itself, because if you were to look at the whole footprint of Terminal 5, it's as huge as the current Terminal 1, 2, 3 and 4 combined. Because Terminal 5 is not just the terminal building itself. There's also the aviation facilities. There's also our air freight center, and other aviation-related facilities. So in CAG, actually, we call Terminal 5 it's a Changi East development. So the current Terminal 1 to 4 is a Changi West. Yeah, so if we have read in a news report that sometimes we refer to Terminal 5 as a Changi East development, because it really is not just a terminal, but a whole new airport altogether. So we are all very excited about that. And for Changi, right, we have had the benefit of actually COVID, if you were to look at it from the positive angle, to really get us thinking again. How should we design an airport that can also, in a way, adapt to situation, like the pandemic? So our design for Terminal 5, right, will also take into account how can we compartmentalize the airport in times of, hopefully not again, another pandemic, that we can really segregate the airport we can compartmentalize the airport to segregate, maybe the high-risk passenger versus the low-risk passenger. So that's what we did during the COVID period. The lessons learned during COVID, that how we should manage the airport or to design the airport, to really redesign T5 to become the airport of the future, that we can modularize it properly, so that we are always ready for another pandemic. Yeah, and in 1 to 2 years' time, we will start the construction of Terminal 5. And hopefully by the middle of the next decade, which is the mid-2030s, we will open T5 to, welcome passengers from around the world, and by which time, most likely I'll be retired. But happy to see the opening before I retire. Yeah, so that's one development that, it's very exciting for CAG and for the whole airport community, because we are very hopeful that the traffic is going to continue to grow, especially for the Asia-Pacific region. If, based on the IATA forecast, that aviation will continue to grow, more specifically for the Asia-Pacific region. So we are all very excited and very hopeful of that. The other I would say for Changi, right, will be our those innovation efforts in terms of increasing the experience of our travelers. For example, it was also announced just recently by the Singapore government that we are going to introduce early next year what we call passportless. You know, that means you don't need to dish out your passport going through the whole travel process at Changi, from your check-in to immigration to even boarding. Your face is your passport. You know, so we are going to launch that early part of next year, and that is something very exciting for travelers, because just imagine, you know, you don't need to get out a passport to be checked by a security staff, and you just walk right through just merely your face. You know, but one thing that my comms colleague will have to work on is to tell the passenger, don't forget your passport still, because you still need it at the other side or your destination. So that's another exciting development that, you know, CAG, we are working very closely with our immigration authority as well as our government to really roll it out to our travellers from around the world, you know, and hope to be by then to be welcome you, you know, into Singapore then, yeah.
And third one?
Sorry, the third one, I would say it's just doing our part, you know, in terms of climate protection. It's about sustainability. So last year, we launched this pilot with Singapore Airlines Group, Singapore Airlines as well as Scoot, in terms of blending, we call SAF, or Sustainable Aviation Fuel, into the refined jet fuel, in a bid to really reduce the carbon footprint of aviation. And for that, I think, if I'm not wrong, right, we will be able to reduce close to about 2,500 tons of carbon emission for both Singapore Airlines and Scoot altogether. So doing a bit of our part to also help climate protection. And riding on the momentum, we are also now working with other airline partners, for example, Cebu Pacific from the Philippines, Japanese carrier like Japan Airlines, to really encourage our airline partners operating at Changi, right, to adopt using SAF, you know, and this is all really to try to achieve the target set forth by, you know, ICAO, to really have the aviation system, right, reach, I would say, what they call zero net emission, carbon emission by, if I'm not wrong, 2050. So for Changi, we are definitely on board on that. And SAF will be one critical lever for us to really leverage on to help achieve the target as well. So this is the third very exciting part, you know, doing our bit to really protect the climate and, I would say, the globe. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That is a lot.
Yeah.
It sounds like you've got a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, a lot, yeah. So that's why I'm still in the system.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my final question. Thank you so much.
Yeah.